Well, I want to welcome everyone today to our SHAC meeting. The date today is February 27th, 2023. I look around the room and we do not have any new SHAC members to recognize, so just want that duly noted. I do want to continue to ask you, if you know any parents that would love to serve on SHAC, please have them contact myself. They can also contact Ms. Stephanie Schubert, and we will definitely welcome them. So we're still doing our parent outreach for SHAC to meet that requirement for parents. We're going to move forward, and I had asked everyone to review the minute, which there is a copy. It's the second page in your packet. These are the minutes from our January 27th meeting, 2023. Are there any discussion or questions about those minutes? Do I have a motion to accept the minutes, please?
I motion we accept the minutes.
Could you state your name also, please?
Lindsay Duke.
Have a second?
Second.
Could you
Charles
please?
Boyce.
Thank you. All those in favor with a show of hands. Thank you. I show that the minutes are unanimously accepted. We're going to move forward on our agenda for our subcommittees and information items. At each meeting, we're going to ask each subcommittee, and you are aware of those subcommittees, if they have anything to share. I did notify them prior to, in case they had something. So we'll just start with our health education, physical education, staff wellness. Coach Fireman, do you have anything to share at this time? Okay. Nutrition services, Mr. R, do you have anything to share from your committee?
No, ma'am, not this.
Okay, thank you. Health services, health, safe school environment. Let's start with our school nurses. Do you have anything to share at this time?
No, ma'am.
And Mr. Boyce and Mr. Roberts, do you have anything to share under school safety?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Counseling and mental health services, that would be our counselors, Ms. Duke or Ms. Tyerman. Anything to share at this time?
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you. And I'm representing parent and community involvement. And I do want to share that we are beginning to look at, part of our subcommittee goal was a health fair. And so we are beginning and working with the counselors, we are beginning to work on setting that up and getting that started. One of our goals was to have that in the spring. So we are moving forward. I actually have a counselors meeting coming up, I believe next week. So we'll continue to look at that. Okay. So let's move on to old business, because this is going to be the majority of our discussion today. And so under old business, I wanted to bring back to the council what the legislative update information was on health and PE information. You can see there that we are looking at the 87th legislature, which requires a school board adopting curriculum in human sexuality instruction. You can see it's defined as instruction including reproductive health, child abuse, family violence, dating violence, sex trafficking, to seek advice and recommendations of this committee. And that, like I said, is going to be the majority of our conversation today. In the course of developing recommendations, the SHAC must hold at least two public meetings on this material. So once we decide as a committee council today, if the vote is to move forward, I will begin having those public hearings with the board. All right? So we talked about in our last meeting about what you see here, those current influencers, our social media, and our society. We talked a lot about that last meeting. We talked about the training that we have in place right now, which is EduHero and our in-person trainings via our school counselors. And then we talked about the recommendations. We said at the elementary in 22-23, we were going to meet this mandate on an individual basis, and we were implementing again at fifth and sixth grade the boy and girl talk in April. We would provide an opt-out form for that for parents. At the junior senior high for this year, the same in early spring, April, we talked about our seventh grade getting the boy girl talk with the opt-out form. We brought this to Shaq saying because of COVID, we needed to encompass those grade levels back in and start that cycle back up. And then in eighth grade, boys and girls, the topics would be tailored to age with an opt-out. And in just a moment, I've asked Ms. Tyerman to speak on that in a little bit. Then next year, we're going to incorporate a health course, which will be a half of a level. So that's a little bit, if you were not here last time, that is what we talked about. Okay. So if you flip your agenda over, excuse me, we're going to have a discussion on the material that we have researched. That was the vote of the board to vote for me to dig a little deeper into this curriculum. Excuse me, I had Ms. Schubert research some prices that we talked about at our last meeting. Excuse me, I also sent the links out to you to view. You got those along with your calendar invite. I also have those, Ms. Schubert has graciously pulled those up, excuse me, on the laptop for us to view if there are questions. Okay, so let's start off in general with our boy-girl talk. We have chosen two videos, okay? They are updated videos. Once again, these links were sent out. There is a video that is strictly for girls because girls will be separated from the boys. Okay, so there is this video. You can see it's approximately 22 minutes long. All right. Then through this same company, which is always changing about you, there is a boys only video. Okay. So there's two videos. This is something that we have done in the past. Like I said, with COVID, we got a little off track. So does anyone have a question at this time before we move into talking about recommendations about these videos? They're updated. I talked with other school districts around us. This is the videos that majority of the school districts are going with, due to updated material, and so any questions on just on these videos in general? Excuse me. Okay, so I apologize. Let's look under Shaq recommendations, okay? Because this is what I am bringing to you today. Okay, open for discussion. Remember, it is our decision as a council. So what I'm recommending is that we use the Always Changing You, these videos. There is a permission form, so we're going to switch the lingo a little bit to match what's with the product. It's actually a permission form. So instead of opt out, all parents will be sent home a permission form. The permission form is, I sent you that link also. You can get on there and you can see all of the material. There's printed off material if the campus chooses to use that, but there is an already pre-populated permission form. And so we're going to use that permission form that's provided. The instructors at the elementary for the girls will be Ms. Atkins, and the boys will be Mr. Weibel, who is a sixth grade teacher. And we're also going to have junior, senior high male administration come over and join in that talk. Okay? So that is how we're going to handle that. On the junior, senior high for grade 7 girls, Bonnie Van Huss, our nurse, will deliver that. And the boys will be Mr. Nick Tireman and the administration, the male administration there. Okay. So let's just stop right there. Those are two bullets. Does anyone have any question on who and how that's going to be delivered? All right. So our process is that I've gotten with the campuses. They're looking at locations because April is right around the corner. Okay. So we said we're doing this in April, and then we'll separate the boys from the girls, and these will be the videos, and there is some Q&A that will be conducted that comes along with the program also. So that's our process. At junior high for grade 8, it's a little bit different because if you remember last time we talked about it, that we're going to tailor that to meet the needs of what that grade level needs. And so I've asked Ms. Tireman if she would to share some of those topics and how that's going to be delivered this year. Ms. Tireman, would you discuss that?
Yes, ma'am. In eighth grade, we looked at discipline data and some counseling data and determined that sexual harassment has been on the rise on our campus, whether that's comments between people, sharing of photos that shouldn't be shared, or the inappropriate touching that people tend to do at this age. And I've implemented a 3 to 4 day program that will go into Ms. Stanford's class, work with those kids in those classes so they're already in small group, go through what is sexual harassment, going through scenarios that they will face at middle school so they can see where they would draw the line, would that be considered flirting, what it would be considered inappropriate, and they can hear from both sides so they understand what that person's perceiving, because again, sexual harassment is a perception, not necessarily your intention, and to teach those kids that. And then what they can do if they are feeling that is happening, so where they can appropriately go on campus. So there's different scenarios on 2 days. There's going through what sexual harassment is, and then there's going through what it should look like for you at your age, which is appropriate interactions with people in your gender and with other genders.
I appreciate Ms. Tireman because she's worked hard to get that process set up and really researching those topics that need to be covered. A permission form will be sent out for that also, and so during that, I believe 3 to 4 days, you said, we will find alternative for those students that do not get the permission. If you look at that next bullet, no permission form equals no talk, no view. So that's the way we're going. We're switching. So if we do not have our permission slip, there will be no viewing of the videos, no talking to those students about it. We will find alternatives for those students. Okay. All right. So any discussion there on the process, the topics, anything that needs to be added to this? Any feelings or concerns?
Is there included in this program, is there a section about grooming, like personal grooming?
Yes, ma'am.
And that, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
There is. Mm-hmm. There is. Okay, good questions. Anything else?
Well, we're living in a crazy time now, so there's a whole lot of things out there. How are we going to handle some of the situations with this gender identity? Is that something that we're going to have to deal with? All I know is boys, girls.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going with that?
Yeah. This does not actually fall under this mandate that we're working with right now. That would be if we want to bring that and talk about that at a different time. We surely could address that and put that as a concern that comes from the SHAC. We surely could, Coach Freeman. But just sticking to what we need to vote on today. And I do understand there's a lot of things, like I said, those influencers. We've got society. So we can definitely make note in the minutes. That is a topic from the chat committee. Okay. Any other good input? All right, let's go ahead and let's talk about, okay, the curriculum also that we're looking to use in the health class, which will be next year, all right, that half of a local credit. And Ms. Tyerman will correct me if I'm wrong, we're going to back that with one of our CTE courses and make that half credit. And so half the students will get it in the fall, half of them will get it in the spring.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. All right. So we have researched materials for that. And one of the, and we went to TEA's website. There's not a lot of curriculum to choose from. And I used the expertise of Mr. Coach Tyerman, and he looked at them and researched them. And Kinetics Inc. is the one that he brought to me. And I very much value his expertise. Coach Tyerman, would you like to come up and maybe show them some of the things? While he's coming up, I will tell you, this is online, and we can get textbooks. And I'll tell you about the package in just a minute that we're looking at for this classroom. So, Coach Tyerman, would you like to share some of the things that you saw?
Laura, is this the one you have to present to the community? Okay.
So the process is once we look at it and all of that, and when we vote today, it's unanimous, this is what I will take to both public hearings. Yes, thank you, Lindsay, for that question.
All right, so this is designed for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students. So it's designed for the grade levels that we're really going to be hitting it with, while also helping tie in some other things for them. It is specifically designed, it has a separate section that we're the supplemental section too as well, that covers the sexual education part of things. That way it's a separate part of the curriculum for the parents can choose to opt out of it. Here's a little excerpt of what it looks like for when it's talking about e-cigarettes and vaping and stuff like that. It also talks about, it has everything that the teacher would need. It's got the PowerPoints, it's got worksheet classroom ideas for the students to do. It helps kind of guide instruction, because I know there's a lot of topics that people in the community may be worried about, and it's all just to reassure it's already been approved by TEA. This is one of their recommended resources to use, to where it covers everything that is required by state law now to be covered.
And this is also, thank you, Coach Tyerman, this is also on the link that I sent you in your calendar invite. So, full transparency, I sent you every link that we're talking about to go deeper. So if you look in your packet, excuse me, should be the third page in your packet. I went ahead and took a screenshot, and thanks again to Ms. Schubert for doing the research. This is what Health Kinetics sent us for pricing. And if you look down there, there's a variety of options. What the recommendation that I'm going to bring to you today is the online platform, and you see that for and a hard cover book, and we get a class set of 25. Is that correct, Ms. Schubert?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you see that for $85. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, one down, where it says hardcover book and interactive web text bundle, 1 year. Okay. And I will tell you, I know you see 6 years there, a little bit of a discount. I don't ever do a multi-year until I've used it 1 year and evaluated. Okay, so I'm just telling you from my department, that's how I do all my things like this. Okay? Everything, like Coach Tyerman was said, is there for the teacher. Okay? We have a similar bundle with Nurse Bonnie, Ms. Van Hus, in CTE that we use for health science. Pull it up, all the PowerPoints are there, all the worksheets, all the activities. Students are, it's an online platform so the students can go on, they have an account. Teacher has a dashboard, she can see everything that the students are doing. She can see all grades in there, so it is a complete package, all right? So you can see that. So that would be the $85. Then if you go down to the bottom where it says other, that's the piece that Coach Tyerman was talking to you about. The reproductive and sexual health supplement, it would be printed off. I would go ahead and purchase that for every student. I'm looking at 100 licensures for that, right? And if you go back onto your agenda, I did tell you a rough estimate of a quote of $10,300 for that, okay, roughly. As I said, that's without tax, titles, and license. That's no shipping, handling, and all of those. But roughly, that's what we're looking at for 100 licensures on that. Full package. If a parent requests a textbook, we will have a textbook. If the parent wants to come, that is a parent's right to come and ask for a textbook. So we will have that for them, all right, to check out and come preview. Okay. Any questions about this course that we're looking at, this material for our eighth grade students? It does cover all the requirements in the legislature, what is being asked of us.
With the added bonus of the social emotional learning connection, which not every book had, so yes. This gives us that benefit.
Good point, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Tyerman. Yes, it's covering that aspect also. And we talked about once we get the curriculum in here, that's the nice thing of going online, it's a click of a button on their side, and then we get to start previewing. And Ms. Tyerman, I talked about once that campus decides who's going to teach it, we will start talking about, it's not one semester, let's look at how we're going to compact, do scope and sequence and things like that. So that's a little bit more on that. Okay? Okay, so keep that in mind. Any questions about that? Definitely I want input. Okay, so let's look at physical education, okay? Once again, these are the recommended sites for physical education. Quaver Ed is for our K-5. It can be adapted to meet sixth grade. Samantha Kay has looked at it, all right, and has requested this. And then Goodhart Wilcox Company is for high school, which we looked at, and it could be easily adapted for junior high also. Is that correct, Coach Sharman?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So if you look there, once again, I sent these links to you. These are also available on TEA's website. So it's very transparent, very open. You can go look at all of this. So what Quaker Health is videos. Okay, and you can see there from their little blurb. It's an innovative approach to health and PE. It's digital curriculum. It's standard aligned and packed with extensive content. It has videos for Ms. Kane to use at the elementary campus. And so this is one that she wanted brought to the committee to talk about. The price of that is $1,800. I was excited when I got that quote. Okay.
The videos would be shown during like your PE classes in PE or?
Yeah, so they kind of, you know, the TEKS are very like vertically aligned like all the other subjects now. And so it gives the chance for if there's gaps to go back a grade level and show the skills they need to build on. for a lot of like skills I can do, but I also know that sometimes videos capture their interest more, and I have to cover health stuff about, you know, the different food groups. And then when you get into like there's water safety, pedestrian safety, and those type things that I feel like the visuals are going to be very helpful for them to see and really experience, you know, because we're contained in the classroom, we don't have a pool, we don't have, you know, want to go walk on the sidewalk type thing. So it's going to give them a chance to like see clips, and you know, they always like the screen and the computer type stuff, so.
Okay, good deal.
Thank you, Officer Heath. Great question. Any other questions?
I like that one because it, like the other one, it has the social emotional aspect to it also, so that can be used in the classroom. I don't know how the licensing works.
The lesson, the way the licensing works on that is we did one teacher, okay? So that teacher will have the password and the username and things like that, okay? So, yeah, with that, that bid is for one teacher, one PE teacher. Okay, yeah, love integration, yeah, that's great. Counselor and PE teacher working together, that's awesome. Any other questions over waiver ed? Okay, Goodhart Wilcox Company for high school. You'll see a blank there for pricing. We have reached out, I use we loosely. Ms. Schubert has reached out to them several times over the past week, and we cannot get them to give us a quote. But like I said, this link was also sent to you. It's for middle school, okay? It has, you'll see over here to the side, videos and thing and whatnot. Understanding health. I'm so used to a touch screen. So chapter review. This also covers some of the relationships, violence, aggression, violent behavior. This is just a sample that they give us. They don't give us very much. So, Coach Freeman, did you have a chance, or Coach Sharman, did you have a chance to look at this PE curriculum?
I did. I mean, it gives a lot of ideas to help rotate things around and stuff like that.
Yeah, some good supplemental material. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't let us click on a lot online. Okay, so any questions about that curriculum? I think it's going to be equivalent to what you see at the elementary, the videos. You can see they have videos there. It is aligned to the state TEKS because it is on TEA's website as a recommendation. We're just waiting on that pricing. I don't think pricing is going to be a problem because it would go for one teacher, correct? Or do you want that for two teachers?
Just need to be one.
Just one teacher. So I'm not looking for it to be over $2,000, actually. Okay. Any questions on that one? I apologize. We tried really hard to get a quote. Okay. Any questions about any of the things, starting from boy-girl video all the way down to the materials that we're going to use today before we take a vote? Open for discussion.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So the when the girl talk and the boy talk, those are going to go on, the administration's going to be involved. Do they have something they're going to go over first before they walk in and...
Yes. It has everything. Like, it has literature for those people that are presenting.
Okay.
That's the nice thing. Like I said, if you go to that one link, there's a general link. You pull it up, it has all of the material that that presenter can go over and the purpose they're here and all of that. So, yes, ma'am. It is a one-stop shop. That's why I was so excited when I started reaching out. And districts were like, oh, you want to go with this one because it has everything. Thank you for that question.
discussion?
So what we're going to take a vote on is when we vote, we're voting that this committee is in agreeance with this material and is agreeing that I can move forward and begin the process of conducting the two public hearings that are required by law. Do I have a motion to move forward, please?
A motion to move forward, Nick Tyerman.
Second?
Tammy Heath, I motion to move forward.
Thank you. All those in favor with a show of hands? It is unanimous. I will move forward. I will have this on the March board meeting, which is when we return from spring break. And that is when I will hold the first public hearing on this material. Okay. Thank you. Any questions, concerns, or other things from the council, from Shaq?
I have a question for maybe two of our new members.
Okay.
If there are any ideas that you have for us that concerns you as far as things happening at the school that y'all would like more information on or anything like that, do you think there's anything that we can do to address any of that?
And just so the audio will know, you're asking the
yes,
students, correct?
The students, that is correct.
Right.
Nothing y'all can think of.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that question, because that's the importance of having students on the committee, okay, is for voice. So if you have a topic, you're like, hey, we really, you know, would like some help with this, please bring that to the committee, okay? We would really appreciate that. Thank you for that. Anything else from the chat?
Ms. Redden, I'd like to just mention, we do have a school safety and security meeting this Wednesday at 5:30 at the admin building. Just sharing that's a public meeting. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to attend, you're more than welcome to attend.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Ms. Roberts. Anything else? All right. Well, then our last thing there at the bottom is on events and happenings. Once again, that school board meeting where I will be having our first public hearing is March 20th. Okay. And I encourage you as a Shaq member that you can surely attend that meeting. It is a public meeting. And if you want to come and provide support for the adoption of all these curriculum items. So with that being said, do I have a motion to adjourn our meeting today?
A motion.
Can you say your name?
Tammy Heath. Okay.
A second?
I'll second. Christina Turner. Okay.
All those in favor, by show of hands. All right. This chat meeting on February 27th, 2023 has been adjourned.